From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Peter.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Thanksgiving week, Pete. Thanksgiving week.
A lot of families are going to have their Thanksgiving dinner ruined. Everyone is going to be talking about the most upsetting thing that's happened in the last decade.
The thing is, they just did a, I just saw a poll that came in this morning.
Uh-huh. And was it a snap poll?
It was a snap poll.
Yeah, non-scientific snap polls. Shocker.
His popularity is through the roof. We're talking 90-95%.
Just like Vladimir Putin's.
He's so popular right now. And I have to say, I've never seen a leader with such magnanimity. Did I say that right?
No.
Magnanimity.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that I've never seen such a generous heart. Mm-hmm. He said that he's not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton for killing all those people.
No, he said he's not going to prosecute her for her email servers, which if that's the last time, Christmas is coming up. If I believed in God and if I believed in holidays, that's what I would ask for Christmas, to never fucking hear the words email server again.
First of all, I can't believe you don't believe in God after last year at Christmas time, Jesus came to your bed and said, believe in me.
Ugh, that was you wearing the longest, rattiest wig. And I don't even know where you got that sheet.
That was Jesus.
It wasn't covering everything.
Well,
it wasn't covering
back
everything.
Back in the Roman days, they had different standards of what genitals you could see.
We have a new security system, so I thank you kindly.
Well, he has such an open heart that he spared Hillary Clinton from the torture chamber.
No, he's from the rack. He doesn't have time. He doesn't have time to prosecute her. He has to prosecute the cast of Hamilton. And those Saturday Night Live.
They make me sick. Why? I can't wait to see them strung up and their heads chopped off. When the cast of Hamilton have their heads rendered off their bodies in some sort of tub of boiling water, and they boil so much that their heads come off real easy, and we put them on the fence down. Think about how the Mexicans will be so scared to come into the United States.
They will have no idea who those people are.
Well, they'll know Alec Baldwin.
Just like I have no idea who those people are.
Well, it's the secondary cat. It's the second replacement.
It doesn't matter. So Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote that. It was a good...
Did he write that?
Yes.
Nice. It sounded like his cadence, his kind of rhymey, cute cadence.
It was a perfectly kind speech.
It was disgusting.
I don't understand what the offense was. And people were booing. I get that. That is not... But that is the audience, not the cast.
Actually, something I want to point out is that when Pence walked in, more people were cheering than booing. And then some people started
that
booing.
Actually is... I should start tweeting about that. That makes me upset.
So Alec Baldwin, when he's murdered by the state in an execution, where are you going to be? Will that be enough for you to come over?
I don't care about Alec Baldwin even for a second.
Did you watch a Saturday Night Live?
I would never watch a late night political comedy show.
How dare they?
How dare they what?
Just say anything about Donald Trump.
That's free speech.
I don't believe in free speech. I'll say it right here. First of all, First Amendment done. It's done. We'll get rid of it. It's not productive.
Ugh, why?
Because people say things all the time that make me say, what? What'd you say? And a lot of times I can't hear what people said the first time because they're mumbling or something.
That argument is so incredibly stupid. That is, I mean, you've said a lot of stupid things, but that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You want to outlaw the First Amendment because sometimes people are mumbling?
Yes. I mean, what's the point of it? Like, if the Second Amendment, which is the best one with the guns, imagine if every gun...
Which you frequently called the Second Commandment.
Well, they're the same thing. Look it up. If you shoot a gun and it explodes every time, then you'd be like, all right, let's outlaw guns.
Wait a minute.
In your hand.
Wait a minute.
So the First Amendment, if people try to talk and they're like, I'm mumbling, you know, I'm talking like this, I'm talking like an American, then we can outlaw that because people just aren't able to speak well.
Well, that seems just as productive of a focus as what your president is doing.
There's no doubt in my mind that by Thanksgiving dinner, everyone in America will be praising Trump. He'll be at 99%, and there'll be one person left, and that'll be Alec Baldwin, and we will all circle him.
Well, first of all, also, why is Alec Baldwin tweeting advice on how to be president?
First of all, have you ever seen The Match Game?
No.
Well, I love it in the sense of, like, watching when a predator is after its quarry. He's clearly scared, and he's, like, chirping the way that a mouse would if a cat's going after it. And then we all surround it.
I've never heard a mouse make a noise. And I will kindly ask you not to impugn mice.
Meow, 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 meow.
I believe that's a cat.
I do think mice are adorable. Well, this is very exciting. No,
that we agree on.
We agree on that. We have a couple hard family members are here. We're going to celebrate and focus on some of our Thanksgiving traditions and talk about some of the ways that you and your family can come together this Thursday.
And just like you and your family, this is going to be an actual disaster.
Now, this is so exciting. I'm so excited to have family in here.
It's great.
I mean, I have family in here every single time we record.
But it's not, that's not great.
No.
Yeah.
No. We are welcoming two of our sisters' kids, our nieces and nephew, Dana and Derek.
Hi.
Hi.
This is amazing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
This is great.
That everyone felt very pointed.
Oh, I just mean that I think that a lot of people get left out traditionally of our
traditional
celebrations. Uh-huh. Just want to make sure that we're remembering everybody.
But also, let's not forget who Thanksgiving is for, because it's for Americans and it's for the people that came to this country and the people that gave them this country when they got here.
We literally just said happy Thanksgiving, and it's a disaster already.
And we don't need to get into politics, because we just wanted to talk about some of the hard family traditions that we have. We can make this one not political. No need to go into your...
I would like nothing more.
Okay, see, we can just keep this friendly.
That's fine.
Right? Yeah. No. We've all had a lot of politics on our plate, so...
Yeah, I have a lot of it going on at school. I'm at college.
So, Dana, you are a sophomore.
Yeah, I'm a sophomore at Pitzer College in Claremont, California.
Yes, that's wonderful. And have you chosen your major yet? I forget if Carrie told me. Carrie's our sister.
Yeah. No, Mom probably wouldn't have told you this because I just committed to it, but I am going to be a women's studies major.
Oh, interesting.
This week, women's studies major.
Derek.
Derek.
Last week.
Derek coming in hot. Just so our listeners know, their mother could not come. She has a broken foot.
She has a broken foot.
Yeah, she dropped a microwave on her foot.
She has.
She was trying to put it on a higher shelf.
Yeah, she keeps trying to get that microwave out of your kid's reach, and as you get taller, it gets harder and harder.
You're fully grown adults, I imagine. Yeah. It'll be very difficult to do right now. And she has the injury where your foot gets smashed, which they call it the horse hoof injury when horses. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Again, she's not a horse. I don't know how many times I have to tell you she is not.
I know she's not a horse, but. Uh-huh. But this
comparing women to animals is actually a really derogatory thing to do. That it kind of gets disseminated amongst our culture.
Well, I wasn't doing that, but that brings up a good point. How are women like horses?
How are women like horses?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I went to school in the '60s. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
You never graduated from college, as everyone can tell.
That is true. So, Derek, what year are you now?
I dropped out.
You dropped out of school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Does your mother know?
She does not.
Yeah, because we didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I can't. They were trying to make me like a cog in a machine.
Right.
You know? And I was going there, and I was a communications major. And then, first of all, I realized partway through, what does a communications major do?
Searches for a job for about 10 years.
Right. Communicates. Yeah.
So, you know, I left. I kept my lease. I'm living on campus. I'm just not attending school.
That is not a good look on anyone.
No. Well, I think it's pretty. I hang out a lot in the quad, in the UC Irvine.
Yeah, we had to delay recording for about 15 minutes because you couldn't stop hacky sacking outside.
Listen, it is important to be balanced both physically and mentally.
Okay. He's getting really good at it.
Oh, wow. See, there we go.
That's really nice. That's
super
a good
nice
connection.
That's very nice. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the traditions that our family has. We always get together every year for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You guys are out in California. You fly out here to D.C. Mm-hmm. And we all meet up. What is your favorite dish that happens on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, what's your favorite dish that happens?
My favorite dish to happen is the string bean casserole. I won't really go into why turkey isn't my favorite dish, but...
Actually, I'm interested.
Okay, well, if you really want to talk about it, I think that factory farming I took a class on it at Pitzer College, and it is really, really a problem. And we don't even realize it. A lot of people don't even realize it. And Thanksgiving is just kind of like a holiday that celebrates all of these animals being murdered, really.
Now, I don't want to get political here, and we're doing a great job. String bean casserole.
None of us do.
But turkeys, if I understand correctly, don't have brains, and they just react in the way that a slinky would when you put it at the top of the stairs and it falls down. They're not actually they're not thinking of anything. Is this correct?
I think with most animals, they don't operate so much on brains as much on instinct. So I don't know if it's that they physically don't have a brain or just that it doesn't actually do anything. It's like an appendix in a human being.
Wow. I feel confident saying that they certainly do have brains. So
I think
that's an assertion that I can make confidently.
I don't think that's true, because when you cut the head off a bird, it will still run around.
Derek.
Okay, don't take her plate.
Derek.
Leave her plate where it is. When she says something bad, you can't just take her plate, okay? Put your hands down.
It feels like he's trying to control.
We're going to try to keep it by my body.
I'm sorry. I haven't eaten in a while.
Let's all share some of this.
Frighteningly thin.
Let's share some of the string bean casserole. We brought our favorites.
It's the best thing that happened.
So let's have a little bit of string bean casserole.
I actually I made the mushroom soup. I didn't use a canned version.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
So now walk us through how to make this string bean casserole.
Okay. So first you're going to get a bunch of string beans, and you're going to blanch them, which is like where you you boil them in at a hot temperature for like a second, and then you shock them in an ice bath.
Ooh.
I find that interesting. Actually, that sounds mean.
That you don't worry about the feelings of the string beans, but you do worry about the feelings of the turkey.
Derek, please.
Listen, I'm just saying that we talk all the time about animal rights, and we're never talking about plants' rights.
Derek.
We're never talking about a complex living creature.
I feel responsible for this because I sent Derek one article that I thought was interesting,
and
it was about
most of it.
Okay, well, it was about cabbages and how they did studies, and they showed that if a worm bites into a cabbage, that the cabbage actually goes through a chemical process that acts as a defense mechanism against this threat. That he has extrapolated egregiously to mean that plants have feelings.
If you are a cactus and an owl is living inside you, you should be able to charge the owl rent.
That is a very stupid owl. I agree. I cannot believe it. If I was a cactus and an owl was living inside me, I would just laugh at it all day, because that is a horrible place for an owl.
I'm picturing this right now. Fans, please draw this picture of Pete as a cactus with an owl living in him and send it to Hard Nation Studios, 1654 Silver Spring Boulevard, Silver Spring, Maryland. There seems to be a lot of tension between
the
two. There's
so much tension in this studio right now. I have never felt anything like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when
we've had world leaders
in
here, we had Roger Ailes in here, and this is the most tension.
Yeah, his penis in your mouth.
Well, don't say that in front of my niece and nephew.
Well, I know you listened to the show, guys, and I know you heard your uncle give oral sex
I think I took oral sex from Audrey.
Nope.
Well, I don't want to talk about this among...
Did you guys?
You were on the receiving end.
He was standing.
You guys weren't 69ing.
Well, Dana,
let's not talk about
69ing unless you want
to. Sexuality is very natural.
Yeah.
It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
The Kinsey scale is what you're talking about. I remember reading about that.
No, the Kinsey scale is not what I'm talking about.
Spectrum?
I'm talking about a spectrum. Yeah.
You guys are siblings, but it seems like there's some.
What's going on?
Of course, there's tension. It's just like we are family by blood, but not necessarily by choice.
Oh wow!
Not by choice.
If
we could choose to be family, I would be my like. If I were to describe my ideal sister, she is. First of all, she's taller, and second of all, she has stronger moral convictions.
Oh my God. I will literally murder you.
You said yesterday that if you could heal the world by giving up the life of half the world, you would do it as long as you would be the one to take half those lives, because you were willing to carry that burden on your shoulder.
Wow.
What were you talking
about?
And
I stand by that assertion.
Why were you having that conversation?
Because I was getting so very upset about the state of the world, which everybody should be as upset as I am about it. We are all upset.
All of us except for Uncle Mark are upset.
Very happy about the way things are going. But let's all just take a deep breath.
But you know Uncle Mark is a pig, so just
not now.
Just not now.
And
not
pigs don't have brains.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Actually, they do. I believe pigs are very smart.
Most animals don't have brains. So, Derek, you dropped out of school, but you've been creating a lot of memes on the internet.
Yeah.
And some of these they seem offensive to me.
Look, they're not. Okay. How familiar are you with the alt-right?
In passing, I don't really look into that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, that's a real undersell.
Okay, so the alt-right, people are saying like, oh, you're white supremacists, you're neo-Nazis, you're fascists, you're men's rights activists. And all of those labels are unfair because those labels have a historical connotation that we do not align with because our movement is happening now.
Right. All right, there it is.
Okay, so you're saying you're part of this alt-right.
You're an alt-right.
Here's the thing. I think everyone, if they really dig deep down, is part of the alt-right.
No.
Wow.
That is insane.
No.
Come back to the table. Don't press yourself against that window. It will not break again. It will not break again. I had it reinforced after what happened last Thanksgiving.
I could scream from all the injustices in the world, and my scream will shatter this window again.
You should, you are right. There are injustices in the world, and it is the white man's burden to fix that.
White man's burden.
Get away from your sister.
Tell me more about this, Derek.
That window will not break again this year. No one is going through that window. I swear to God. I put so many bushes last fall under that window. Just in case this happened again, I want you back at the table.
Wow. So, well, you know what? This seems to get a little bit heated. What's your recipe? You brought the food that you've made and some recipe
stuffing. I brought it from a box.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and get this.
Honestly, I think that's the best stuffing.
I do think this is great. Yeah, is this stovetop stuffing?
Yeah. You put in.
Go to stovetop.com/hard for free croutons.
You put water in it and you stir it for a while. I like to put extra water in it because I like it a little mushier than normal.
this is like
you
a soup.
You are the worst. Yeah, that you is are the disgusting. Actual worst.
It's delicious.
Yeah. You add water to almost all your food you have since you were a baby. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've seen you eat pizza. You get a box of pizza and pour a big bottle of water on it.
Or I dip it in a cup.
Which honestly, like, that's fine if that's what he wants to do and it's contained unto himself, that's fine. But for me, it's always been a problem when he just gets a pitcher of water and dumps it on the pizza before mom can take it away from him and it's over the entire box. Yeah. That, for me, is a problem.
Wet pizza is not
It's like, pursue what you want to pursue as long as it doesn't interfere with the pursuits of others.
Wow, you are extremely utilitarian. You would kill half the humans on Earth if it benefited 50% plus one.
And if I could be the one to have to kill them.
Wow. This is a totalitarian utilitarian.
Because I'm willing to shoulder that burden.
That's brave. Yeah. Right. That's brave. So
I believe you have the emotional constitution to withstand that.
Derek, what is this frog tattoo that you have?
This is Pepe.
Oh, my God. Cover that up.
I will. I actually have a couple tattoos.
Oh, my God. There's more? Yeah. You're not covering it up. You're just pulled off your sleeve. I've never seen snap-away sleeves before.
Yeah, I actually made them myself. I'm surprisingly crafty.
Oh, wait. One of those is very
multiple
infected.
Stick and poke Pepe the Frog tattoos.
Yeah, why are people doing stick
mean?
And
what
poke?
What does that mean?
Stick and poke looks so dangerous to me. I won't watch any of the videos.
I 100% am not going to let a machine put something on my arm.
What All are you talking about? It's a human being wielding a tool.
That's ridiculous. If we were meant to have tools put things on our arms, our hands wouldn't be made of flesh. They'd be made of little spiny needle. Did you see that one guy who lost a hand in the war and had it replaced with a tattoo machine? That guy would let put a tattoo on me. Otherwise,
what?
I'm doing it myself.
Which war?
I don't know. Probably like the Spanish-American War or something.
Spanish-American
that
War.
That guy it's is over 100. So old.
That's so
but
old.
I believe it.
So do you have any – did you spice up this off the shelf stovetop with anything, or did you put any special spices? Right, just extra water.
Well, I put water, and then I put some nutritional yeast on it.
Oh, okay.
I do like that addition.
That's right. See, we're coming together. That's a gap.
I think Dana and I agree on most things.
You don't.
I think we do. I don't think Dana realizes that we do, but I think we do.
No, this is when I get upset is when you start making these assertions that make it seem like you believe that I am not in control of my own mental capacity.
So let me tell you what Dana is trying to say right here.
Oh, wow. My God, depriving her of her agency.
Man splaining on this day of thanks.
Wow. Well, I don't understand why that is a negative term.
Mansplaining?
Yeah, literally.
Can someone explain it to me?
Kill you. When I kill half of the population of the world to save the other half of the
Dana,
population.
Dana, just put on a mask with two eye holes in it that says, God. Don't mansplain to me.
Don't. I put this on.
You look like you're going to rob a bank. Take
somebody
it off.
Does it.
I'm a little bit, I'm really worried for our youth, I have to say. There's an urge to kill on your side. There's a distrust of everyone and a seeming white supremacy on your side. I'm just a little scared, I have to say.
You're scared of white supremacy?
I've never thought about it till right now. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some festive ways that you can spruce up your Thanksgiving table.
And let me tell you, none of them work.
We are back with Dana and Derek Hard, our nieces and nephews. Very cool that your mom didn't take her husband's name.
Yeah, I think that that was a really cool decision that she made. I think that... if Derek. At that time period it was even cooler.
I don't know. I feel like we're destroying legacy slowly. Because neither of you, do you have, I'm sorry, I should know this about you. But neither of you have children, do you?
I have six daughters.
Yeah, I have four. I have
both
two sets of twins.
I have six daughters, yeah. Uh-huh.
God.
My wife takes them to her family's house for Thanksgiving. One set of biological twins and one set of twins that we adopted from China.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's so like Derek to be so caught up in his own bullshit that he doesn't even realize that he has like a bunch of second cousins.
I've been writing,
first cousins.
I've been writing a lot, and those are first cousins. And I've been writing a lot. Like
you've been writing a lot?
Oh, great. So at least you're using your time after
scribbling
dropping out of school.
In your composition notebooks.
Well, yeah, you have this notebook. Can you open this up? It looks like here it says, there's a thing that says treaties.
Yeah.
Treaties for a new America.
Yeah, they are. And I started out.
Spelled wrong.
And then that's how you spell T-R-E-E-T-Y-S.
I cannot believe I'm related to you.
Wouldn't that be a great name for a sandwich, an ice cream sandwich shop?
I cannot believe I'm related to you.
Treaties.
Ugh.
Honestly, yes, it would.
It'd be great.
Okay, so I got like halfway through like a couple pages on a treaties, and then someone in the dorm next door was like bumping Hamilton real loud, and that musical makes me furious.
Oh, why is that?
Well, first of all, it's a total misrepresentation of who those people were.
Yeah, they were all white.
The casting you have an issue with.
A little bit, but more so, it's just that the message is so like unabashedly left. And I don't even consider myself to be a member of the right. It's just like, let's be fair with our media exposure, you know?
Yeah. It's not media, it's art.
It's not art. All art is media. It's all. Do you consume it with your eyes? And your ears.
Yes.
It's media.
You are going to care so little about these distinctions when you're past college age.
Look,
I understand they're important
right
now.
But right now they're everything.
Yes, I understand they're important now, but someday you are going to not care about these things at all.
I'm just saying, so I've kind of like been scribbling, I don't know, it's like Hamilton for the right.
Okay.
It's the story of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. I love him. God. He invented the light bulb.
Yeah.
I honestly wish I wasn't here.
How does a man living in a place called Monticello open a thing and pull out a cello, play the cello, invite over slaves to listen to him play the cello, and then they say, you're so good at cello, play the cello more. Hundreds of slaves coming through the door to listen to Thomas Jefferson play the cello. And that's all I got.
Yeah, wow. That's about enough.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
I can really hear the cello.
There's
the cello
no cello
motif
in it
comes
at all.
Through very, very yeah. strong.
The number of times you said cello...
I was having a hard time finding something that rhymed with Monticello.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is, I guess, where he lived.
It's like when President Trump discovered that Watergate happened and kept saying that this is worse than Watergate. Hillary Clinton's are worse than Watergate.
And it was.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you acknowledged the existence of slavery.
Yeah, I'm anti-slavery.
Great, me too.
Well, something
that's a real hot take for 2016.
Dana, you did this last year at Thanksgiving where you wrote a poem about all the things you're thankful for.
I did. I wrote a poem.
Now, in this new regime, this new kingdom of Trump, I hope that you can still find things that you're thankful for.
I have been able to find things that I'm thankful for, and I have been brainstorming a first draft of a poem.
Oh, can we hear it?
Yes. Freedom of speech.
Just, you don't have to. You can stand.
Question mark.
You don't have to stand on the table.
I'll stand.
Okay. All right.
Give me your wine glass, please.
Sure. Here it is.
Freedom.
Well,
of speech? Yeah. Question mark. My freedom, yours, mine, ours, no. Today was tomorrow until it became yesterday. But still, my sisters.
Okay, you know.
We stand.
Theatrically.
We stand.
Okay.
We stand together.
Okay.
We will greet a new day together, incubating in our wombs, our collective wombs. A new nation.
Dana, you're choking them.
Murdering half Dana. Of the population to give birth to a new half, making one whole. Thank you.
Wow. All right.
You really have strong fingers.
I do not bruise easily, but that I think is going to leave.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. I've been practicing a lot of yoga.
Yeah.
Wow. The grip strength on that is amazing.
I like that a lot.
And you brought up the.
Thanks, Derek.
I thought that was very good.
There's something so sexual about the way that you said that. It was disquieting to me.
Uncle Pete, sexuality is a spectrum.
I understand.
I don't.
And I do believe that.
If Derek has feelings of sexuality.
Do you have sexual feelings towards your sister?
Look, sexuality is...
Oh, that would Pete.
No.
Well, he looked at her in such a way as I've only seen someone who is in love with someone. Deeply desirous of someone.
This is insane. This is why the left...
I think these are the kind of conversations that we need to have. What? For people to be honest.
What? Is human, incest good?
No, but and human no, sexuality but is very bad. Complicated, and I am very alluring.
This is insane.
Oh, my
that
God.
Is not, Dairy is going to be so upset. Your mom is going to be so upset when I say...
The only thing that makes her upset is when they use the microwave, and I've never understood that.
Neither have I. I think it has something to do with the fact that she doesn't want our brains poisoned by
maybe, but why does she keep
waves?
The microwave? I've had so many conversations with her. Carrie, just throw out the microwave.
Because
and she said,
too-
no, I'm going to put it higher.
So, Dana, you've brought up multiple times that you would kill half the people on this earth. Who would you choose? How would you choose who to kill?
How would I choose who to... I mean, first of all, I really would like to make it clear that I don't want actively to kill anybody.
You don't want to.
No. I want everybody to be able to live a healthy and fulfilling life that is equal to the healthy and fulfilling lives of everybody surrounding him or her.
Mm.
Or Z.
Or Z. What is Z?
It's a gender neutral pronoun.
Not a real gender.
Oh.
It's a gender neutral pronoun.
Him or her or Z?
Yeah.
So why would I use that if I'm like, hey Z, where's my pizza?
No, because that's like you're using it as a name in that.
So yeah, names are not pronouns. What do you think of pronouns? What function does a pronoun serve in the English language?
A pronoun is something that is in favor of a noun.
Yes, exactly.
Its opinion on the noun is that it's positive, net positive.
For example, I was a Z for Donald Trump.
No.
I don't even understand how you're trying to use it.
All right, so there's a circumstance where I can't get my pizza, and a Z over there.
Just be clear, that's never been a problem for you.
But pretend that for whatever reason, I ordered a pizza. So how would I use that in this circumstance? And as a
you'd say Z would prefer for you not to scream about the pizza.
Z would prefer.
Yeah.
Sorry, Z.
No.
What is wrong with you?
That sounded correct.
The person's name is right. Jamie. No.
Derek, you know it wasn't correct.
Jamie. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So now you have, I just saw written down here, you have a speech with a lot of Z's written in there, but that looks German.
Yeah, it is. So this is a little known fact. So Hitler went to prison for some reason, and while he's in there, he writes a book, right? And it's called My Struggle, but it's in German, so it's Mein Kampf.
Oh, I've never read this.
Yeah. So he writes Mein Kampf,
It's Mein Kampf. It's not Mein Kampf.
See, that's the difference between college and no college, America. Mein Kampf and Mein Kampf. One knows that it's wrong, and the other one follows it blindly.
Derek, please re-enroll. You're already there physically. It would be so easy for you to just re-enroll and finish your education.
Also, there are plenty of smart people, just to make the distinction, who did not go to college.
I feel like there's
like
more.
Like, Z probably didn't go. Can't get their pizza to me.
You are an idiot.
So he wrote a book. He wrote Mein Kampf, and it means My Struggle.
And you can get that on Kindle. You can go to Amazon.com.
Do not plug Mein Kampf on our show. Do not. This is Thanksgiving, and you're plugging Mein Kampf.
There's a lot of great. We would watch
You guys, we were talking about me, and we got distracted. And right, it always happens to white men who are trying to make their voices heard.
There it is.
And it gets taken away from them. Mm-hmm. So just for a second.
Do you think maybe their voices are being taken away because what they have to say makes absolutely no sense and is rooted in a sense of privilege that they've derived from centuries of being dominant?
Uncle Pete here.
And now that it's time for them not to be dominant because their ideas
You're putting the mask on Pete?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Now you're the crusader.
This fits perfectly.
Perfect.
So why is it okay for you to wear a mask, but not for me to wear a mask?
Oh, that's not a mask. That's a hat. No. Take it off. No, take it
off. That is just a fedora.
Take it off. Oh, you flipped down the shades, and now you have a full sheet. This is actually not
fair. Wow, that was a fedora with a white sheet on the front?
That is a Ku Klux Klan.
My God, that is truly what the alt-right is. They're just fedora. They're fedoras with Ku Klux Klan hats.
I feel like part of the disconnect between the two sides of this country is that we are not realizing that people's struggles are legitimate and real. Hillary Clinton loses a ton of votes from white people by not addressing their needs. And now people aren't addressing the needs of the white privileged man. Mm-hmm. And that's going to bite everyone in the ass.
Right. Yeah.
Please re-enroll in college. Please. Wow. Please. You're lacking critical thinking. You need it.
Okay, back away from the window. Back away from the window. No one is going through that window. Please.
Press myself into this window frame and scream.
Dana, I will scream.
I am leaving this mask on in solidarity with you. Please step away from the window.
If you're going to wear your mask, I'm going to wear mine.
No, don't put on your fedora, your Ku Klux Klan fedora.
No, get away from your sister. Sit back at the table.
Sit down.
Put those fingers in your pocket.
Let's move on to the pie section of our show where we discuss pies, Thanksgiving pies. All right. So, who wants to talk about their pie first? You each brought in a pie.
I do.
All right.
This is a pumpkin pie. Oh,
all right.
I bought it at Vaughn's and put in a bucket of water.
Oh my God. It looks nothing like a pie.
Hold on. It looks like a dirty fish tank.
No. Yeah.
So here's the best part about this pumpkin pie.
It looks like a dirty fish tank with no fish.
Eat it with a straw, and if you have soft teeth like I do, it's really nice.
You have unbelievably soft teeth.
Yeah.
That is true. Your mother would often call because I have other soft body parts, not teeth. And she would call and ask for advice for you, and I would try to give her advice.
Yeah, well, it didn't help.
As much as his advice
did. Right, so we have a bucket of pumpkin pie.
I brought in an alternate pie in case Derek's pie water smoothie isn't just.
You haven't even tried it. You're not even willing to try. Here, just try some of it.
Fine. I will try some of it.
Oh, it's...
Oh, Dana. Ugh. You don't have to try that much.
I did it. I tried it.
You gurgled it like wine.
And it tastes like... it tastes like a bunch of water added to a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, let me try it. I hope you knew that I was drinking it because of that sound. Hold on, I'm going to take another... I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever had.
Thank you. It's not the worst thing I've ever had. And you know the great thing about it is that you can do mix-ins like Cold Stone Creamery does.
Oh.
He brought a couple of Tupperwares of some nuts.
Yeah, hold on.
And Sour Patch Kids.
Pecans and I got Sour Patch Kids.
Ew. All right, not a great combination.
You don't know that until you try it. There's a little bit of tang that goes with the Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, actually, I like a sour. Let's do it.
So here, and like normal pie, how am I going to disperse these through the pie? This pie is solid. This is a nightmare. Bucket of pie. Ugh. Drop it in here.
Water pie.
Okay. Water pie.
Water pie.
I'm going to swirl this around. Now it's perfectly mixed in.
Take a straw. A straw is too small.
Let me give you this. Okay. I brought a ladle. Uh-huh. Just, like, make sure you get some pecans and Sour Patch Kids in with the pumpkin pie.
There's a dog in here. Get that dog out of here.
Huh?
There's a dog in here licking my hand.
He's supposed to be in here.
Oh, Benji.
He's supposed to be in here.
There was a dog licking my hand.
Aww.
Get that thing out of here.
He's so cute.
He's supposed to be in here. Station manager's dog.
Yeah.
Station manager's whole family just died.
Okay, and so
anyway.
Can we what? Pivot they're from Derek's terrible... Okay, I brought a pecan pie.
Oh, okay. Traditional.
Traditional mm-hmm. pecan pie.
Yes.
I have arranged the pecans on the surface of the pie into the international symbol for woman.
Which is?
It's a
circle. with a thing sticking out of it.
Yeah, it looks like a mirror.
Looks like a Q.
That has a...
Oh.
That's a Q.
I know what you're talking about now.
It's a mirror for women to look at themselves.
No.
No, it's a mirror to hold up to you so that you can see yourself as you really are.
Well, how will they know what I'm looking at?
You can look at yourself through your own male gaze.
How do you do that? What? So explain the male gaze to me. I hear this bandy
No,
around.
Don't. Everyone has tried, and he never understands it. We had a hard enough time explaining to you the concept of Z.
Yeah, which, yeah. Where's my pizza, Z? So explain.
I can explain the male gaze.
No.
So a man has eyes.
Sure.
And when a man looks at something, there's a certain power that comes through that look.
Right.
And
stop that power, looking at your sister. Stop.
That power can be intimidating to people because our latent strength runs out through that gaze.
No.
That
is no. Gaze no.
Is. So there's
no.
too much power. Men have too
Let
much power.
Let me at that window. Let me at that
no.
window.
Hey, no. Get back in your
down.
Seat.
Uncle Pete, Derek, step aside so that I may be in the window.
I am trying to keep you separated from your brother who has sexual feelings for you.
Oh, God damn it.
That window. They told me it was going to make that sound when I replaced the glass. They absolutely told me it was going to make that sound when I replaced the glass. Come here. Get out of that bush. I'm going to throw down a rope.
She's down. She fell about two stories.
This is for women!
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you hurt?
I am mortally wounded.
Okay. No. Like, no. Really, are you? Like, literally.
Oh, my God. Are you all right, Data?
Physically, I'm fine. Mentally and emotionally, I am deeply wounded.
Wow.
Everyone's talking about Dana. I tried to eat her pie, and it hurt my mouth. It was very hard.
I hated the way that sounded based on the way you've acted today. I tried to eat her pie. You.
Why are you pushing this narrative of incest?
Come with me. Come with me. We have to go get her out of the bush.
I can't. I blew out my eardrums when that loud noise happened for no reason.
What?
That loud.
It was the window.
I don't need your help. I don't need anybody's help.
You want us to... Are you sure, Dana?
I don't need the help of any male-bodied individuals.
I have my mask on. Is that... I'll put my mask on. I'll come down.
Me too.
No.
Don't put that mask
Derek,
on.
Derek, no.
All right. Well, we're going to go get Dana. Family, thank you for coming out. We'll see you tomorrow at the Thanksgiving table.
All right, Dana.
What?
We're going to have to come down and help you.
No.
Do you want to die in that bush?
No! Send me a trans man. That's the only man I will let help me.
Where's Z?
Well, that is
I'm calling Domino's.
Don't work. I'm going to call your mother.
Fine.
Ooh, finish that pie. Don't finish all that pie. All right, call Carrie.
We are down on the street. We are helping out Dana.
Okay, we are trying to get my niece out of this bush. She's screaming. I don't know you. So we've gone back to the front of the house because it's attracting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, boy,
and
that was
also,
intense.
And also, you need to take that hat off.
Why?
You're wearing Derek's hat.
It's fine. It's a fedora.
It's not a fedora. Look at this picture. Here, I'm going to Google something. I'm going to show you what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I look like a ghost. Ooh.
All right. Well, I hope that you have a happy Thanksgiving, listeners. Thank you for listening. We're thankful for you tuning in every week. We really, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for coming to our table.
Try as hard as you can to love someone who disagrees with you, even if you fucking hate them.
Yeah, that's if everyone in Hard Nation can go out and just love one other person, maybe we can finally get everyone behind Donald Trump.
Yeah, take that hat off. That's not the message we want to send. Come here.
All right. Next week, come on back. We're going to talk to Barron Trump about commuting from New York down to the White House every week. That's going to be exciting. Donald Trump's little son.
Yeah, it should be a quick interview.
We're closing the border. Happy Thanksgiving from Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.